Babe,
can you come here?
I have something to admit to you. Well, I've been chatting with men online, but before you freak out or start thinking I'm cheating on you, I'm not exactly sexting with them about me. So I found this site called Pervert Paradise. And I was just looking for a place to chat online with other pedophiles because ever since you admitted to me that you were attracted to young and molested as a kid, God, babe, I've been so fucking obsessed. I've masturbated so much thinking about your younger body being molested and then thinking about you molesting a little girl. But I just can't shake it from my brain. So I figured I'd full on commit and find out what other pedophiles are like. And it's so fucking hot, babe. We just chat back and forth about how sexy kids are and how much we want to watch them get sexually abused by adults. So can we, me and you, get more nasty together? Yeah? We'll take your cock out. I know you're probably already aroused and hard for me right now, aren't you? That was right. Well, let me take care of this cock while I tell you about this idea that I have. So you know how your sister is sending her kids over to us for the holiday break? So we do it every year, right? We babysit Priya and Sia for 2 weeks, and they just love Auntie and Uncle, me and you. Well, I've already made plans for their time with us. I want us to molest them while they're here. Oh, is that a twitch I felt in that cock of yours? And I felt it just get harder. Is Uncle attracted to his nieces? I mean, how could you not? Priya's 8-year-old body is so tiny and underdeveloped. God, and she's so fucking pretty with that dark Indian complexion and dark hair. And then there's Sia, even more tiny and delicate at 6 years old. Does Uncle want to get his hands on Sia's kindergarten pussy? Or maybe I can help teach big girl Priya how to suck your cock while I finger her elementary pussy. Oh, babe, you are so turned on by this. I can tell. Oh, so what do you say? Want to turn your underage nieces into our little sluts? Our tiny little fuck toys? Babe, don't try to act all high and mighty either. Like, you can trust me, right? Like, I'm into this too. And literally, it's our secret. And maybe I've talked about this with other pedophiles, but like, it's fine. You can trust me. The girls trust us. And you want this. And I want this. And you're throbbing cock and you're leaking. I mean, your pre-cum is just oozing out into my hand. This cock needs it. And just imagine this, babe. The first thing we do is tell the girls that this year we are having naked house time. No clothes allowed. I mean, if they have a problem with it, we could even make up a story that we found lice in the house and we all have to be naked so the lice doesn't spread. But then you and me, we can sit back on the couch and watch those two sexy little girls play on the ground, bending over, showing us those bald, puffy little cunnies, their firm little girl asses. God, and those perfect, flat little chests. Don't you want to admire your underage Indian cuties? I know I do. I could watch those two naked all day and rub my pedo cunt. Oh my God, babe, I just called it my pedo cunt. I learned that phrase from my online pedo friends. Do you like it? Yeah, you like when I call my pussy a pedo cunt or a pedo pussy? I know your pedo cock likes it. See, it has been really helpful to connect with these pervs online. They've given me all the raunchy pedo vocabulary I need. Because I'm not fucking around, babe. I want to be a full-blown pedo. And I want you to view it with me. But the first day with Priya and Sia will be naked day, having them get used to being naked around us, and then it'll be undeniable to hide your hard cock. I mean, imagine their sexy little nude bodies. They're gonna keep you hard the whole entire day. So I would imagine it would be so easy to gravitate their attention to your hard cock. Look at you. You can hardly sit still hearing me say Priya and Sia will have their attention on your cock. And listen, just imagine the look on their sweet, innocent faces, their eyes bewildered with this thick, muscly cock meat, me teaching them how to use their tiny little hands to pleasure your cock. They'd fumble around, but it wouldn't matter because these two elementary hotties would have their hands and attention on your cock. That's what you desire. Don't deny it, babe. I mean, we could sit here and fantasize about little girls the rest of our lives, and it'll always be hot, but let's take it to the next level. Make it real. Imagine this. Priya sitting in your lap, spreading her little legs, and then splitting those tiny little puffy bald lips open, revealing her pink little hole, and molesting her with your fingers, showing her how we can make her cunny feel good. And then you look over and Sia's on my lap, me showing you her little cunny lips spread, my fingers penetrating her tiny little cunny. Oh, our little girl sluts will love it. Imagine them moaning, even coming around our fingers. Or imagine watching me dip down between their legs, licking up their sweet little cunnies, and then coming over to kiss you, guiding you down between their legs, making them come again all over your mouth. And then I go back to licking their little cunnies, allowing you to kneel over their perfect little brown bodies, stroking this cock until you explode all over them, covering them in your pedo cum, showing them how to lick it off of each other. You're giving your nieces their first taste of semen, their uncle's semen. Honey, you're so fucking hard and leaking so much pre-cum. I've never seen your dick this hard and this leaky. You know what? You know why? We are both the nastiest pedophiles and soon to be actual sex offenders. Fuck. I'm so turned on by this. I mean, feel my pussy. Yeah, feel my pussy. Do you feel how fucking soaked I am? Because I am so fucking turned on thinking about actually molesting little girls, babe. But here's the thing. I don't think that you should fuck them. I already have a plan for that. See, I've already collected a group of pedos from that place called Pervert Paradise to come over here and gang rape the girls. And me and you, we're just gonna watch. And what we're gonna do is tell the girls that we're having friends over and no one is wearing clothes still. And then all my new online pedo friends will come in ready to gang rape two little Indian girls. And I've already sent them non-nude photos of Priya and Sia. Yes, I have. I have. And they've been sending me tribute photos where they come on their phone or tablet, you know, with a picture on the screen. But the pictures of Priya and Sia. It's so fucking hot, babe. I mean, I'll show you. I'll show you. Look at these pictures of pedo cum splattered on Priya and Sia's pictures. Like, look at this one. Look, this is David Green from Pervert Paradise, and he's been texting me about our nieces for days. He is so obsessed with them. And he's bringing a special surprise, actually. I'll tell you about that soon. I'll come back to that. But look at this next cock. Look at this guy. His name is M2 Onto. Look at his massive, uncut pedo cock. God, imagine this long, white, beautiful cock stuffed inside Sia's tiny little body while she's got several other cocks surrounding her. Or look at this. Look at this one, babe. This is my friend from Pervert Paradise again, Mr. P.S. Do you think the girls can handle this girthy white pedo cock? Yeah. You want to see it stuffed inside Priya's tight little Indian asshole? His white cock's just stuffed in there. And look at this conversation. I had this conversation with a pedo named Dr. Hollywood, and he wants to fuck the 8-year-old while he forces Priya to lick her sister's cunny. Babe, oh my God, he turns me on so much with like he's so descriptive with how he wants to treat our girls. Oh my God, it turns me on so much. And you see, babe, they're going to treat your nieces like the fuck sluts they were born to be. And they're gonna come inside those little cunnies and rape them like they're trying to breed these little girl whores. Yes, and I made sure to get a few big black pedo cocks too. Look at these, babe. You gotta see these. These massive black cocks are going to stretch, gape, and rape Indian child pussy. And these black men, they are so turned on that that the two girls are Indian. Yes, they are so filthy in how they talk about them. Yeah, they are. All they want to do is just gape those holes as hard as they can. And you're going to be there for every second. You're going to be watching Priya and Sia take cock after cock, white pedo cock, big black massive cock. All the cocks except yours being used like little sluts, and I'm gonna make sure they love every second and are the best little girl sluts, even if I have to hold them down myself while taking massive pedo cocks. I want them to leave our house loving cock, addicted to cock, especially big pedocock, begging their parents to send them back to us. And you know, when they get old enough, yeah, in a few years, when Priya gets old enough, we may be sending her back home with, you know, so much cum was in her pussy that she got pregnant. And there will be no telling what kind of baby is going to come out of that underage pussy, because she will have had every color cock, every color pedo cock under the sun. It could be a black child. It could be a white child. It could be an Indian child, an Asian child. We don't know, because we've stuffed her so full of so much cum. Yes, baby. I am so, so excited. And you're going to love every second of it, aren't you, babe? Watching your cute little Indian nieces get their elementary fuckhole stuffed and abused by pedophiles. Yeah, seeing them after the gangbang used up, covered and filled with cum all stretched out. And I'm probably going to film the whole gangbang as well. Yeah. I have some pedophile friends that can't make it, and I'd hate for them to miss the action. So I figured making them their own child gang rape porn was a good substitute. Plus, we can keep a version of it and watch your nieces get gang raped over and over again. Oh, you like that idea, do you? Watching your nieces turn into pretty little child porn stars. So, I actually still have one more plan for your nieces that I haven't revealed to you yet, and it's the most exciting one, if I'm going to be honest. So, David Green, remember that pedophile online? He is to thank for this idea. And once he told me, I've been obsessed with this thought. A dog fucking the girls. You like that idea too, don't you? I know you do, because your cock tells me that you fucking love it. And you know what? I'm going to be jerking your cock nice and hard and deep right now. And I want you to go ahead and come whenever you're ready to, while I talk about Priya and Sia getting doggy raped, because I can tell you're close. So listen, he's going to bring a dog that has been trained to mount humans. And he's got this special scent that he can place on the girls, which will make the pup horny as fuck and want to start humping the girls. So imagine, babe, pretty little six-year-old Sia bent over on her hands and knees, that pretty little cunny poking out, and then all of a sudden a doggy mounts her ass, and I'm holding her arms down, calming her down, helping this doggy rape her. And then he fits that huge doggy dick inside her used up cunt until he knocks her. And you get to see that fat knot stretch that elementary school hole open until he pops in and ties to Sia, pumping that doggy dick deep inside of her little girl womb until he floods a torrent of doggy sperm inside of her. Yeah, is that what you want, baby? Seeing your niece get doggy raped, watching a dog pump his sperm into their cunts while you jerk your dark Indian pedo cock? Oh, yes, fuck yes, you do. That's right, baby. Come some more. Thinking about seeing your 8 and 6 year old nieces get fucked and ruined by huge pedo and doggy dick. Think about that doggy sperm oozing out of their loose stretch holes afterwards. Doggy sperm mixed with nasty pedo sperm. That's my good fucking pedophile. My girls is perverted. Pedo uncle. Oh my gosh, that was an impressive cum load, babe. I think you're really ready for this. Want to call Priya and Sia right now and tell them we're excited to see them next week?